This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So here's a really sobering fact. According to experts, more Americans are going hungry right now than at any point since the census started keeping track in the late 90s. The pandemic relief package that we keep talking about, it does set aside new money, billions of dollars, for food stamp benefits and food banks. But the need, like I said, unlike anything we've seen before. We're going to take a close look now at Texas. Food banks there have been scrambling to feed people. They're getting double the number of families they did last year, while at the same time dealing with some pretty heavy budget cuts. From Houston Public Media, Elizabeth Troval has that one.
Quinn McGee wakes up early to get ahead of the long line of cars at the local food pantry in Southwest Houston on pickup days.
It's something to behold because you're looking at families literally inside, and you're seeing all these cars, and it's like, wow.
McGee, who uses they and them pronouns, started getting food there in November. They have a partner and a 9-year-old son. The family has had gaps in paychecks due to unemployment and mental health leave. They've struggled to catch up with bills. McGee's family had never been to a food pantry before the pandemic. Now, coming home with groceries is a sigh of relief.
It's literally like, yay! I'm literally like, okay, I can rest easy just a little bit, just a little.
McGee says in the grocery bag, there's always fresh fruits and veggies, carrots, potatoes.
Apples, bananas, I've gotten strawberries, I've gotten mandarins.
They say it's nice to have a healthy alternative to the canned goods that can be high in sodium. But in the new year, it's likely that fewer fresh foods will make it into grocery bags like McGee's, thanks to a $2 million cut to a statewide grant program.
That translates to a 19 million pound loss of produce.
Celia Cole is CEO of Feeding Texas, an association of the state's 21 food banks.
That's produce we will not be able to get. It's produce that will likely go to waste, and it's produce that could be nourishing hungry Texans at a time of unprecedented food insecurity due to the pandemic.
Feeding Texas estimates it's been serving around 1.8 million families each month during the pandemic. The Surplus Agricultural Products Grant Program pays for leftover produce from state farmers to be shipped to food banks. The Texas Department of Agriculture cut funding for the program to balance the statewide budget. At the Houston Food Bank, a forklift drives up to unload pallets of fresh mangoes from a truck trailer. Food Bank President Brian Green says the slashed budget means the organization will receive 100 fewer tractor trailer loads like this over the next year. He says the program is a critical source of fresh fruits and vegetables.
It accounts for about 10% of our total distribution, and that's fairly consistent, I think, of the food banks in Texas. And if you think in terms of produce, it's about a quarter of the produce that we receive.
Green says if you consider these cuts, along with unprecedented demand and uncertainty around federal USDA funding, food banks are facing a potential food cliff. Celia Cole says local food banks still anticipate a delay in the first 3 months of 2021, which could mean they fall short about 29 million pounds of food each month.
Almost every single food bank is projecting a potential gap between the demand in their communities and their ability to meet that demand.
That's why Cole says there's an immediate need that this state program could help pay for now. She says she hopes when the state legislature convenes in January, it will immediately reverse the budget cut.
I'll say I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that the responsible thing to do would be to restore the funding for this fiscal year.
Cole says this program has received bipartisan support for nearly 20 years. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.